This I Believe. Walter H. Annenberg is one of the most enterprising and independent newspaper men in the United States. As editor and publisher of the Philadelphia Inquirer, he has conducted campaigns against gold mine swindlers, gyp automobile dealers, juvenile delinquency, and pollution of the Philadelphia water supply, as well as other conditions which have menaced the welfare of his community. The Inquirer added 50% to its circulation and doubled its advertising since he took over its management at the age of 34 in 1942. Walter Annenberg has received recognition from the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps, Temple University, and the YMCA for his outstanding service. His newspaper and its affiliated radio and television stations under his direction have also gathered an impressive number of awards for their leadership and originality. Here is Walter Annenberg.
I feel humble when I am asked to add significance from my own experience to the numerous ideas that have been advanced by inspired and divine leaders of old and recent times. But I also feel a tremendous and awe-inspiring kinship with these men of all ages who have uttered their beliefs not only for themselves but for the benefit of all mankind. And I am impressed with the fact that through all these beliefs, as I see it, runs one great truth, the importance of the individual. I believe in man, in his courage, his vision, his desire to do what is noble and best, his dependability. When daily I survey the newspaper with which I am associated, the Philadelphia Inquirer, I am impressed with the abundance of information that constantly testifies to the indomitable will of man. No disaster, not flood, nor fire, nor famine, no, not even war, can overcome him. Because I trust in the essential greatness of man, it follows, then, that I believe that man must have an area of freedom in which to develop his fullest potentialities, including not only his creative ability, but also that insignia of his maturity, social responsibility. I believe in freedom because only when men have the freedom to seek truth can they work towards the kind of life they desire. In the field of political freedom, I stand for a state which never claims to have found the final truth and does not, therefore, stifle all other ideas. I stand for a government which expresses the free will of individuals and which is not a nation to which individuals are subservient. We should guard against the abridgment of freedom in our country, especially the vulnerable freedoms of press and of education. Present-day events like the alarming suppression of La Prensa warn us that these are the first freedoms to be attacked by dictators. And in the field of personal freedom, no irrational prejudice or discrimination should curb the rights, the equal rights, of all men. I believe in social responsibility, that a man's service to others must be at least in ratio to the character of his own success in life. When one is fortunate enough to gain a measure of material well-being, however small, service to others should be uppermost in his mind. Freedom and social responsibility form the basis of my own personal philosophy. Upon them, I believe, depends the very dignity of man.
That was Walter H. Annenberg, editor and publisher of the Philadelphia Inquirer, and one of his community's most valuable citizens.